From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns is bringing the next portion of a message called The Bible, Our Most Precious Treasure. The Apostle Paul opens chapter 3 of Romans with a question. What advantage then hath the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? In verse 2, he answers his question, Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. These oracles were the entirety of the Old Testament scriptures. An oracle is an utterance, and in this case, it is God's utterance to make known to all men what is His divine will. It speaks to us with God's own authority. Furthermore, God has seen to it that His word has been preserved down through the ages. He intends it to be of blessing and benefit to both Jews and Gentiles. Dr. Cairns will continue this message shortly. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is entitled, Immortal Till Work Done. The text is Psalm 118 and verse 17. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. A fair assurance this. It was no doubt based upon a promise inwardly whispered in the psalmist's heart, which he seized upon and enjoyed. Is my case like that of David? Am I depressed because the enemy affronts me? Are there multitudes against me and few on my side? Does unbelief bid me lie down and die in despair? A defeated, dishonored man? Do my enemies begin to dig my grave? What then? Shall I yield to the whisper of fear and give up the battle and with it give up all hope? Far from it. There is life in me yet. I shall not die. Vigor will return and remove my weakness. I shall live. The Lord lives, and I shall live also. My mouth shall again be opened. I shall declare the works of Jehovah. Yes, and I shall speak of the present trouble as another instance of the wonder-working faithfulness and love of the Lord my God. Those who would gladly measure me for my coffin had better wait a bit, for the Lord hath chastened me sore, but He hath not given me over unto death. Glory be to His name forever. I am immortal till my work is done. Till the Lord wills it, no vault can close upon me.
Jesus, He's my Savior and my friend, the Author and Creator, beginning and the end. Oh, my eyes are fixed upon Him, He who died to take my place. My heart is ready to serve Him, His pattern I must trace. Consider with attention, He who took a servant's form. completed our requirement, to his Father's will conform. I'm looking unto him, looking unto him. I'll run the race with patience, endure what God deems best. I'll lay aside the sinful ways that make me fail the test. I will search the Holy Scriptures that can every problem solve. I'll serve my God and Savior, and that will break his heart. And that's a great result. I'm looking unto Jesus. I'm feasting on his word. I'll turn to the left and right. I will not face the rear. When friend or foe forsake me, Lord, I will not shrink in fear. I am
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
If God were to stand in our midst tonight, in the visible person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and say, do this or don't do that, would you have the unbelief, the temerity, the downright folly to say, I refuse to listen? Would you? If you're saved, I don't think you would. Yet we take this Bible. It is the very utterance of God. And it commands. And you turn away as if you had never heard. There's authority here. Dr. Bob Jr., before he died, well, obviously before he died, he said this. He believes it even more now, but he can't say it down here anyway. One of his favorite themes for preaching against the new evangelical compromisers who have cursed the evangelical movement is they will run seminars on the inspiration of Scripture. They will run seminars on the inerrancy of Scripture. But when it comes to the authority of Scripture and their actual obedience to the plain commands of Scripture, then they're nowhere to be seen. There's an authoritative revelation, and here's a big one for you. It's a divinely preserved revelation. It is divinely preserved. The law was in the ark, and there it was kept. Of course, it was kept also in a much better place. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. That's the great prototype. But even here on earth, God kept it. And he took steps to ensure that both the Old Testament and the New Testament would remain with his people despite the malignancy of Satan. It's a huge subject that I can only mention tonight. Sometimes, you know, and I remember the first time I was hit with this, it was my Greek teacher hit me with this. He was an apostate, he was a liberal, and he thought he would upset a couple of us young fundamental nitwits that were in his class. And I remember it was somewhat unsettling when it first hit us. There are 5,000, give or take, manuscripts or parts of manuscripts of the New Testament. And then he added the devil's little insinuation, and no two of them agree. Let me tell you the real story. If you get the great classics of Greek, of Greece and Rome, do you know that in many cases, for the works of those great writers, we have only one witness, sometimes one manuscript dating from hundreds of years after they had died? If you have 3 or 4, you're rich. The New Testament spread over the ancient world as the gospel went. We have thousands of witnesses. And somewhere between 80% and 90%, in fact, I believe if they would go and collate all the manuscripts, and I think the people who don't like what I believe about the text agree with this, they would find the figure would go up. But 80% to 90% of those present one uniform text of Scripture. Let me give you a little, if you want to try this, you can do it now. But not just at the moment. But you can do it. If I were to say, there's John chapter 1. I want you all to take it and copy it out. Some of you may get the copy absolutely right. Some of you would drop a letter here, misspell a word there, add another word there. Some of you, because your eye would jump from one word, say the word "and" on line 3 to the word "and" at the end of line 5 and leave out line 4. Some of you would make mistakes like that. But when we take all the hundreds of copies together and start to compare them, don't you see what would happen? Unless you had colluded in error, you wouldn't all make the same mistake. Now, 2 or 3 of you may make the same mistake, but you wouldn't all make the same mistake. So this great body of witnesses is not something for us to be fearful of. It's something for us to thank God for. God has preserved His Word. Here, we have the oracles of God. That's the term he uses. Can I take a moment to talk about the trust God gave the Jews concerning this word? He committed it to them. The word is, he entrusted it to them. He entrusted divine revelation to the Jews. Now, I want you to notice this carefully, for this is the absolute, if I could use the word narrowness, better than intolerance, although that could well be used as well, of Bible doctrine and truth. Paul says this is what marks the Jews off from every other nation on earth. This is what makes the difference between the Jews and all the Gentile nations. What is it? God gave the Jews a divine revelation. You see what that means? Divine revelation, the oracles of God, were not distributed among the nations. They were concentrated in the Jews. Other nations had their gods. Other gods were supposed to have spoken. Other standards had been set up. Other utterances had been given. But Paul says they are not the utterances of God. Here is God's word. You are not going to come to a knowledge of God's truth by comparing the Bible with the Quran, as if the Quran has any light to shed upon the matters of God's truth. It has none. The light that is in it is darkness. Unmitigated darkness. This is God's light. This is God's truth. This is God's utterance. This is an exclusive thing. There is only one book that God has given to man, and it's the book that we call the Holy Bible. That's the only book that brings the revelation of God to man. At the start, he committed it to the Jews to preserve it. And I have to say that the Jews did a wonderful job. You'll notice the Lord Jesus never took them to task as if they had failed in this. Throughout the Old Testament, there were priests, and then there were prophets, inspired of God. The prophet, I believe this is the key to the canon of the Old Testament, by the way. The prophets were the guardians of the divine deposit. They were not only the vehicles of new revelation, they were the guardians of the revelation already given. You come to the time of Ezra. Ezra is called the scribe. Do you ever wonder why? Because he was a scribe. But not any scribe. Jewish history refers to Ezra, the copying of the scriptures and the official recognition of the canon. A body called the Sopharim followed in the train of Ezra, and they took great pains in copying the manuscripts of Scripture to make sure that their copies were exact. They were followed by others. Some scholars produced not only copies, but they produced an oral tradition that they called the Mishnah. Others followed them and they gave a commentary on the tradition. They called it the Talmud. And then finally came the Masoretes. We call the text of the Hebrew Bible the Masoretic text. The pointing, that is the vocalization, the insertion of vowel sounds among the consonants, they're called the Masoretic points. Because the Masoretes, the name means traditionalists, maintaining the traditions, the traditional text, the traditional interpretation, the traditional vocalization or pronunciation. So they kept the Word of God. Do you know what is said? That when those people were copying the Scriptures, they would count every letter that they were copying so that they would know exactly the number of letters per line, per column, per page. And they would check the copy to ensure that they had not erred. Now they still could err. They were not inspired. They were copying what was inspired. But oh, what exactitude. You come into the New Testament and God passed that to the church. Isn't this what Paul tells us in 1 Timothy 3:15? The house of God, which is the church of the living God, is the pillar and ground of the truth. That is what God appointed His church to do. This is the trust that He gave. And He gave them that trust for two reasons. First, for their own profit or benefit. And He gives us the Scriptures for that same reason. You stop and think for a moment. Everything your soul needs, you'll find in that book. This book is food. This book is light. This book is comfort. This book is strength. Whatever your soul needs, you'll find it here. Do you remember the words of Jeremiah 15, verse 16? Thy words were found. Let me stop there. How do you find something? How do you find anything? You search for it. There are people here who tell me they're saved and you haven't searched the Scriptures in a lifetime. And then you have the rank hypocrisy to complain to God, Lord, this book doesn't speak to me. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. As a famished man would eat his meat, I consumed this book. I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. And then he adds this, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Lord, I'm a Christian. There's nothing more natural in the world for me to find my profit in the Bible. There are things that you can do that for relaxation. There are things that you may do that will turn off an overheated brain. But let me tell you, anything that destroys your hunger for God's Word or your happiness in God's Word is the devil's instrument to destroy you.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.